Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio, tomorrow marks the 8th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the worst natural disaster in American history. My house had 9 feet of water in it. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses were destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people had to move. Hurricane Katrina, and tomorrow's the 8th anniversary, like I just said. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people had to move because they had no place to live. But we obviously, and everyone knows this, we were all spread around the whole country. And everyone has their story, and today I'm going to share mine. But I don't want to dwell in the negative. We've suffered enough from Katrina, and I want to tell the good part of my story, which I think is amazing. I have great memories of what people did for me during this time. Like I said earlier, I had 9 feet of water, and we went up to me and my girlfriend and her whole family. We went to we evacuated to the hills of the Ozark Mountains in northeast Arkansas, and I caught my first fish there. We call her Baby K.
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
What? I don't know what the hell that was, but my phone better not hang up.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
What is this shit? Anyway, hello? All right, I don't even know if I'm on the radio anymore. Something wacko happened, but I'll just keep going. Like I was saying, I caught my first fish. I'm a city boy, Chicago boy. I never really went fishing. And then when I did actually catch a fish once in New Jersey, but it was from a stocked pond. And anyone, any real fisherman will tell you, that's not really catching a fish. I mean, that's the equivalent of, you know, throwing a ping pong ball in a goldfish bowl at the carnival. But anyway, I caught my first fish and it was real tiny. And then my girlfriend, she caught a fish a few minutes later. It was like five times bigger than mine. She's a Southern girl. She knows how to fish. But it was fun. I caught my first fish, and well, there's a photo of it flying around somewhere in the world. It was fun. But we watched the news from Arkansas. Some loser stole my girlfriend's watch off the door in Arkansas, and it broke her heart. She had already lost everything she already owned, ever owned. She had her watch, the watch I bought, a really nice watch, and some stupid person stole it from her. That's the only bad thing I'm going to remember, because it was really heartbreaking. That was right after watching the news. We came back from fishing, we watched the news, and you could see just the water spilling in, the levees broke and all. And then I saw the Walmart by my house on the news, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's over. But anyway, we went to Arkansas, and then it was time to make a decision. We couldn't stay in the hotel forever. So, we went our separate ways. She had school, so she had to go back down south to her uncle's house, actually the uncle's fishing camp, because that wasn't destroyed. So they lived there, and she had to finish her last semester of school, poor lady. Well, you know, what a horrible way to have to do your last semester. She had to commute 2 or 4 hours a day or something ridiculous just to get to and from school. But she did it. She made it through. She's a tough, one tough chick, as I used to call her. But I went up north. My house was destroyed. The fishing camp was already packed with people. So I'm like, well, my home's destroyed. I'm going up north. So I was driving up north, going to Chicago, and I got pulled over in Missouri by the police, by this pretty little policeman lady. And she told me, she's like, look, you just got to slow down, okay? I know things are bad down in New Orleans right now, but just slow down. She gave me a warning and let me go. Oh, great.
She should have given you a hand job instead.
I'm telling you,
here I am, rocked you like a hurricane. Come on, come on, come on.
What song is that, Jones?
Here I am, rocked you like a hurricane.
Rocked me like a hurricane. Yeah, I did get rocked. I got rocked by fucking Katrina, the little bitch. And, anyway, in Missouri, the cop gave me a ticket. I mean, she gave me a pass. But when I got to, what's the capital of Illinois, Springfield? That asshole cop wrote me a ticket. And I cursed him to bloody hell, you know, in my mind. And wouldn't you know it, about 2 weeks later, a tornado ripped through that town.
Killing the cop and his entire family.
Yeah, you could blame the fucking cop for that, because I cursed that town, damn it, and I'm from New Orleans, and we all know voodoo down here. Well, fuck you, cop in Illinois, $150 ticket. My house just got destroyed. I'm trying to get back to Chicago. Fucking assholes. He's like, what did he say? I know things are rough right now, but you can't go speeding through my town. Well, fuck you and your town, piece of shit, heartless fucking ugly bastard. Fuck you. Anyway, this show's about the good stuff that happened, not the bad shit. I came back on Halloween Day and in New Orleans, and it was really moving. I mean, the whole town is destroyed. It had been 2 months after, almost exactly. And very few things were open or had electricity, but Decatur Street did. You remember Decatur Street, right, Jones?
Oh, yeah. Slept on it many a time.
Yeah. Boy, did we have fun on Decatur. So we're going down Decatur, and there's a Halloween parade. No one has cars, no one has money, no one has food, no one has anything. We're having a Halloween parade, though. Everyone's dressed up in costume 2 months after Katrina, parading down the street in New Orleans on Decatur. It was really moving. I'll never forget that. Another thing is, when I started to clean my house, well, we'll get to that.
There's that butt plug.
Well, Jennifer,
damn it, I've been
looking
for that thing for years. I love you, man. Good show. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. That was Adam Jones. That's that T-shirt guy. He's a great guy, man. He's a great artist, too, man. That guy will make any T-shirt you want. Go at T-shirt guy. Anyway, my point is, I went to Chicago, and this song is played every year now in New Orleans around Hurricane Katrina time. The brass bands play it. Everyone plays it. And we all know this song. And I literally live this song.
Thank you.
So you're live on the air right now, as we see. Yes, you're live. You want to say something? I'm doing a Hurricane Katrina show. What would you like to say about Hurricane Katrina? How was your struggle? How did you fare?
Well, I was there last summer, and I got to read a little bit about what...
Wait, hold on. Kathy, please stop talking. We have someone on the other line. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went to Arkansas, too. All right, cool. I gotta go. Hi. You too, Caitlin. Bye.
Okay.
All right, that was Caitlin from Republic Finance. I owe those people money. But she's real sweet and called me up. Hey, Kathy, how are you? Kathy?
Hi, I'm pretty good calling over here. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Well, we're just talking about Katrina. I wanted to share this next story about Katrina. I did just post your drawing of my poem. It's really awesome. I love your artwork. And also, Kathy, my friend is writing a book, a children's book, to help children, and I showed her your artwork. She wants to know if you're interested in doing some artwork for her. But we'll talk about that later. Let me talk about this this great story, what happened. So I went to Chicago, my hometown, after the storm. And, you know, I stayed with my dad, and it was great. My mom was there. Everyone was there. And, boy, I'm sure glad, because I really needed some hugging. And then there was no point in going back to New Orleans because the town I live in, Chalmette, was so destroyed. You couldn't drive down the streets. There was dead bodies, dead dogs, nasty chemicals everywhere. It was disgusting. They wouldn't even let you in the town. Literally, you could not go. So, this in a million years, I would have never got... That's right! Caller Radio Rules. Hi, Barbara. That's the crazy redhead who lives upstairs.
It's me, I'm dressed.
She does not have threats. She just likes to talk shit. All right. Maybe she does have threats. Anyway, so I'm in Chicago, and guess what happened, Kathy? You remember this. The White Sox won the World Series. Unbelievable. And I got to hang out with all my high school buddies, Pete, Slappy, John, Tools, Noggin, yes, we all have nicknames. Oh, my God, everyone was there. Fathead Miller, Shady J, Boner, everyone was there. It was great. And the White Sox, man, what a great World Series, too. It was so much fun. And so, hey, everybody from the south side of Chicago. What's up, my people? Man, call and call the radio sometime. It's going on. Anyway, hanging out in the bars, right in the back in the same neighborhood I grew up in. Man, it was just unbelievable. And we swept the Astros, but every game was won by one run, I believe. Is Greg around, Kathy?
No, he got a new job, so he's working.
Oh, he's at work today. Oh, well, okay, good.
Yeah,
anyway, you know, he's a huge White Sox fan. Yeah, he's a huge White Sox fan, so, you know, I'm sure he remembers every detail of those games. I mean, they were really intense. One game went 14 innings, I think.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's still...
So, go ahead.
Yeah, he's still a big fan. I think he keeps up with the games from out west. I've been
right.
A fan since I was 16 years old. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, me too. I worked there. I worked there. I sold sodas and pizza and all when I was a kid there. At the, me and Shady J, a.k.a. Smiley. So at the old Comiskey. All right, now let me get back to the Katrina stuff. eventually I had to go back down and figure out what I was going to do with the house. They opened the streets, they let us back into our homes, and when I got here, it was just, you know, completely destroyed. I couldn't even open the front door because the refrigerator had moved from the kitchen and was blocking the front door. The couches, everything was pushed to the front door because when the water receded, it just pulled everything towards the front door. So you literally couldn't get in. And it was super muddy. So we busted out all the windows just for aggression's sake and just to let it air out too so the mud would all dry. But anyway, once I got started working on it, I needed help moving this refrigerator. And I'll never forget this Mexican dude. I needed some help. He was walking by, and I'm like, come on, you know, I'll give you some money. We got to lift up this fridge. And we go to lift it up, and he was very short, and the front doors of the refrigerator opened up, and they were so full of the most disgusting, stinkiest stuff you ever smelled in your life, and it poured all over him. He was so short that it hit him right in the face and poured all down his shirt and everything, and poor guy. It was hard not to laugh, actually. But it stunk. It was horrible. Yeah, if he wasn't so short, you know, it wouldn't have went right on his face. It would have just got him, you know, below his, you know, on his chest. But he got nailed. But he was cool about it. I gave him $20 because he got drenched. Mexican people showed up in droves after Katrina and helped this city recover. They did a lot of the dirty work. Let's not forget that. Mexican people are good people. We need to stop fighting their rise in this country. Then the most magical part of all, I signed up for a church group to come down and gut my house. And I didn't think it would ever happen. But one day they showed up with 25 young men and women, college-age men and women, and they gutted out my whole house for me in one day. It was unbelievably moving. Afterwards, they called themselves the Bells and the Bows. They were from Searcy, Arkansas. And they were the nicest people I've ever met in my life. After we were done, we all held hands in a circle, and I said a prayer, and I said thank you, and it was very moving. And the leader of the group said a prayer too, and there was actually people were tearing up. When I said thank you so much, you don't know what this means to me, and I'll never forget you. It made them feel good, and it made me feel good. And then once that was gutted, I could see, okay, I can fix this house because structurally it was sound. It was just destroyed, and everything had to be gutted and replaced. Interesting story. Now, the kicker. I needed to fix the house. Well, I got the loan to get them to pay people to fix it. Now, I could have hired some contractor from some jerk-off who I didn't know, from Texas or Florida or something, who come in here, and they were ripping people off, actually. Not all of them. There was plenty of good ones. Some of them were ripping people off, getting the money and disappearing. I wanted to hire my friends. I had a lot of money. I could pay them. It was winter in Chicago. Well, when business for them is slow, they do construction. And they came down here and fixed my entire house, and I'll never forget it. We lived in my upstairs apartment on a I had lines running. I finally got my FEMA trailer, and we had electric lines running to the apartment, and we were all cramped in two rooms. It was me, Pete, my good friend Johnny, Mike, Tim, and then I want to thank their wives too, Charlotte, Mandy, and Carrie, because and Deneen, because. You know, they left town. They have kids, they have families, they have obligations and bills. And they came down here to live with me and rough it for 6 weeks. I'll never forget it. It was just a wonderful experience. And, you know, we got drunk after work together with my old buddies. It was great. It really was. You couldn't ask for from a shittier circumstances to make something that great. And they did a wonderful job on my house. 7 years later, my house is intact, solid as ever. My air conditioner broke again. But before we go, I do have to play this one song in memory of the people who died in Hurricane Katrina. There was almost 2,000 people died. Oh, yeah, Zebo, the shithead freak, came down, too. This is for the people who passed away. See y'all next time on Caller Radio. That was the wrong damn song.
Crescent City, the Big Easy, the city that cared for God, a place where people have always intermingled, where you might even witness a dance on top of roof shingles, a charming place, historic place, an important place, even sometimes it can be a dangerous place. Nevertheless, it is home to many, born and bred, and from afar. It is a place that captures your heart, your mind. You will fancy its delight during the day and the night.
New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz and self-made legends. A place where time is cherished and taken at a slower pace. What has happened to this enchanting place since face to face it met its most dreaded fate? Some will return, some may not. Some will wait, and perhaps by then might be far too late. But everyone needs food on his plate and to live in a decent place.
We're not going to wait or stay away. This is our place where you can find a smiling face. The best kind of place to enjoy life, even though things might not always seem right. So we must keep up the fight with a positive outlook in sight. We love you, New Orleans. You are the most precious and neglected gem of the South. You will always be close to our hearts.